All right, here we go. Listen to me, because I just had a couple people ask me, all right, what about COVID tests? Where do you get them? What's the deal? Well, at-home tests can be expensive and sometimes hard to find. So I picked up this article that says this, perhaps the easiest way to find a COVID-19 test, make an appointment at a pharmacy. Most are free or low cost because of partnerships with the federal government, meaning you're paying for it in a different way. But at least it's available, right? In my state of Michigan, more than 500 testing sites listed across the state. They operate at community-based sites, urgent care offices, doctor's offices, and more. And it says, according to NBC Detroit, you can find rapid at-home tests pretty much any big box store or pharmacy if they're in stock. If they're in stock. So there you go. I guess make an appointment at the pharmacy, try to get the test, whatever you need to do. If you want a test, you can find them. It's just not easy, all right? So what's baffling to me is why when given the opportunity for the Rockefeller Foundation and others to pick up much of the price, the Biden administration said no to 700 plus million tests a month to be given to Americans. Right. It's one of the reasons that CNN and others have completely turned on Joe Biden and his administration. I want you to hear bite number five. Bite number five, because, you know, look. Here's where CNN has gone. They're the biggest cheerleaders of all. Have turned on Joe Biden, that they realize they're in a bad place now. Bite five, go.
The president and for the country to really get a handle on this virus and stop the spread, a key part of the equation is knowing who is infected, right? That's why this testing issue is still such a problem. And President Biden was pressed on this as well in that interview. He says this isn't a failure of his administration, but he wishes he would have thought of ordering more tests sooner. Yet, here is what he's been saying since the early days of his administration, as early as last January and as recent as September. Listen.
We're expanding testing. We're investing nearly $10 billion to expand testing. We're going to deploy things like testing to expand detection of the virus. We're committing $2 billion to purchase nearly 300 million rapid tests. My plan will also expand free testing.
Free testing.
And yet, except it's December 23rd.
They didn't.
We still don't have enough.
They didn't do it. But the problem is with news outlets like this, they're consistently in the tank. And they continue with one thing that just drives me bananas, which is just fear-mongering. Just fear-mongering. Bite number 10. Jump to that. This is CNN. You have to ask yourself, do they just share one brain with all the on-air people? Do they just have one brain and they're just, you know, they're just holograms or something? Just listen. You'll see what I mean.
And I think we're really just about to experience a viral blizzard.
You heard infectious disease expert Michael Osterholm say that we're about to experience a viral blizzard.
One expert now warns a viral blizzard.
As the country braces for a viral blizzard.
There will be a viral blizzard of COVID cases.
The country is facing a viral blizzard.
A COVID viral blizzard.
A viral blizzard is about to hit the U.S.
One infectious disease expert saying a, quote, viral blizzard is about to hit this country.
Mm-hmm. Viral blizzard. You wonder, are they on the same conference call every day with, you know, Democrat operatives, or is it just CNN operatives? And, well, what would the difference be exactly? I don't know what the answer would be. I feel sorry, by the way, for the guy, the driver, Brandon Brown. Brandon Brown is the driver of car 68, the American Petrolog Chevy. And now he's the guy that was being interviewed When the lady said, oh, listen to them say, let's go, Brandon, when they're saying F Joe Biden. Yeah, it's hard to brand. It's hard for a brand to want to attach to somebody who might be kind of divisive in the consumer base. If I'm going to divide Coca-Cola, why would they want to talk to me? He's getting screwed on sponsorships. He had nothing to do with any of this. So the short answer is it's been tough to connect with partnerships just because it's kind of viewed as a ticking time bomb. What is he doing to choose or say? Or how would that affect our consumer base? It's too much of a risk. I understand on their side, but it's made it really hard to tie everything down. Yeah. He NASCAR driver. Yeah. Kelly Stavast was the woman who said, let's go, Brandon. And from that point forward, the world changed, didn't it? The world certainly changed. In fact, if you missed it, the guy talking to Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden on a call about Santa Claus, and then he says, yep, let's go, Brandon. Oh, did you miss that? Oh, if you missed that, go to bite number one real quick. You missed that? Listen to this. Bite number one real quick.
That's right. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Well,
yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry Christmas,
and let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Joe Biden, let's go, Brandon. I agree. Really? Wow. Does he think it's a compliment? Does he not know what it is? Is he out to lunch? I don't know. I'll let you decide all of those pressing questions. Let's go, Brandon. All right, quick break right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.